And beginning with verse 32 in your Scofield Reference Bible, page 1020. Beginning with verse 32, we'll read responsively through verse 39. Matthew chapter 15, verses 32 through 39. And may we stand, please, for the reading of this passage. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples say unto him, Whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? And the text verse is this verse. And Jesus saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, 7, and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks, and brake them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men, beside women and children. And he sent away the multitude, and took ship, and came into the coasts of Magdala. And let's pray. Father, what a wonderful book this is, and we thank thee for thy word. We pray for thy blessing now upon this, the preaching hour. We pray that every purpose that you have for this service will be fulfilled. Give us obedient spirits. Help us to hear the word that's preached tonight. And we pray that thou wouldst gather to thyself a harvest for this service, both tonight and in days to come. May there be fruitfulness from our time together tonight. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
I will speak tonight on the subject, gathering for miracles. I read for you again. And Jesus saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, 7, and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. He took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks, and brake them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they all did eat, and were filled. I called your attention especially to the question that our Lord asked them, How many loaves have ye? There are 4,000 men here, besides women and children. And Jesus fed them. Before he fed them, he asked the question, How many loaves have ye? Our Heavenly Father, bless our feeble effort tonight. Bless this mind that is too often dull, these lips that too often stutter, this heart that's too often cold, this body that's too often weak. Take what I offer tonight as you took of these 7 loaves and a few fishes, and help me to be what the dear people need me to be. Holy Spirit, control me now. I need your help. May I have it, please. Amen. Follow me very carefully for the first few moments especially. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, that word created there means to make something out of nothing. God made the heavens and the earth out of nothing. And then it says that God created male and female, created he them. And that's the same word. He made out of nothing. No man didn't used to be a fish. No man didn't used to be a monkey. Those who say man used to be a monkey used to be monkeys and still are. But no, God did not say that. Man didn't used to be a tadpole. Man didn't used to be a one-cell. And I want to say this. I have as little faith and confidence in theistic evolution as plain old evolution. In fact, I've got more respect for a fellow who says he believes the devil and a fellow wants to sort of straddle the fence on the matter. No, Adam was made with two legs and two arms and two ears and a bald head, and he was made that way. And God created. Now, as we come to what we call the 7 days of creation, we come often to a word that says made, and God made such and such. God made the great light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. There is the word made. Now, the word made means to make something from something. The word create means to make something from nothing. And then the word made means to make something from something. Now, the same two words could be used concerning the Christian life. Bible says, Paul said to the Corinthian church, he said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, a new creature, a new creation. What does that mean? That means that the work of redemption is all of God. It is done. The great transaction is done. I am my Lord's and he is mine. Jesus paid it all, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but by his mercy hath he saved us by the washing of regeneration. It's not of works lest any man should boast, the Bible says. So the work of regeneration is all a work of God. As I've said before, the acts of the term regeneration means regene. Man is born not by human genes, but by the seed of the Word of God. And that's making something from nothing. When a man is born again, God creates in him a new creature. He becomes a new creation. Now, from then on, after that,
God makes, just as God created the heavens and the earth and male and female, man and so forth. He created, and then later on he made things from some something else. Even so in the Christian life, God in regeneration does it all. It's all his. But after we're saved, the blessings of God upon us are determined largely by what we present to God, and God from what we present to him makes something else. You see, God does not turn, or save people, God does not turn nothing into something. At salvation, God brings a new creation, but once a man is saved, God does not turn nothing into something. For example, in the miracles of Christ, Jesus said to the concerning turning the water into wine. He said,